Hi, it's Dave. In this video, I'm going to dive into what might happen to the stock market if the Democrats sweep the White House, Senate, and House. We'll take a look at some opinions from Goldman Sachs and Kevin O'Leary and then examine the various possible outcomes. All right, first off, I'm not saying the Democrats are going to sweep and take the White House, Senate, and House of Representatives. Rather, it could be a possibility, and in that case, I think it's worthwhile to examine the possible outcomes. On the flip side, it's entirely possible that Trump wins the White House or the Republicans keep control of the Senate. Also, there are a lot more ramifications with this election than just the financial markets. For example, the outcome of this election could impact various social, cultural, religious, even personal liberty aspects of life in our society. Now, with that said, in this video, I'm just going to take a sliver of the impact of the election and look at specifically the financial markets and the stock market. So first, let's take a look at an article that came out on CNBC about Goldman Sachs' take on a possible Democratic sweep. Now, the article is titled, Goldman Sachs Says a Democratic Sweep Would Unleash Substantially More Stimulus. Let's take a deeper look. The bank's chief economist, Jan Hatziot, wrote in a note that a large Democratic Senate majority could coordinate more COVID-19 relief, infrastructure spending, and new minimum wage legislation. A congressional Democratic majority would likely result in substantially more fiscal support. We expect that spending would increase the most under a Democratic sweep of the House, Senate, and White House. So what they're saying is that under a Democratic regime, government spending will likely increase significantly. Former Vice President Joe Biden has proposed some $5.4 trillion in new spending over the next 10 years. Goldman Sachs also reiterated its finding that the boost to U.S. economic growth from fiscal stimulus favored by the Biden campaign would outweigh the negative effects of tax increases, particularly in light of the fact that the increased tax revenue would go to funding new spending. So what they're saying is that even though there's some downsides to a Democratic regime with increased taxes, which would hurt the economy in some ways, but some of the revenue from the tax increases would go back into government spending. So Goldman Sachs is saying that they actually see it a net positive, that with the Democratic regime, they would increase government spending enough where it would improve the economy and outweigh any negative consequences of increased taxes. Now, the article goes on and says that the public opinion polls, prediction markets, and statistical models imply that the Democrats are likely to win the presidency, the House, and the Senate. Now, we know that with polls that they can be extremely wrong. For example, take the last election or take Brexit. Most all of the polls were saying outcome A was going to happen. However, outcome B happened. So for me personally, I'm kind of skeptical of the polls going into this presidential election. The article goes on and says a Democratic sweep would likely pass at least three major pieces of legislation. The first would be COVID-19 relief, and that would be a stimulus on the order of $2.5 trillion, most of it concentrated in the year 2021. Now, the second big initiative would be an infrastructure bill. Now, the details are unclear, but Biden has promised a $2 trillion worth of infrastructure spending in his campaigns. Now, the third bill would be a reconciliation bill, and that would include various benefits, including improved affordable care benefits, child care, and spending on education. Overall, Goldman Sachs here paints kind of a rosy, optimistic picture of the future of the stock market, even under a Democratic regime. But let's take a moment to look at the other side and look at the tax increases that Biden is proposing. All right, this is from another article. It says, as part of his $4 trillion tax plan, Biden has proposed increasing the top tax rate for capital gains for the highest earners to 39.6% from 23.8%, the largest real increase in capital gains rates in history. Now, these capital gain tax rate increases are going to hit people with incomes with $1 million or more. So if you're making less than $1 million a year, then the plan is supposedly not going to impact your capital gains taxes. But for those making more than $1 million, they're going to have to pay income taxes on all long-term capital gains. So what's going to happen if Biden gets elected and implements these tax increases? The article goes on and says in 1986, as part of the Reagan tax plan, the top rate for capital gains jumped from 20% in 1986 to 28% in 1987. In the months before the increase, capital gains realizations or sales of stocks and other assets surged by 60%. In other words, people tend to sell their stock before the tax increases so they can avoid the higher taxes. In 2012, as part of the fiscal cliff negotiations, the top rate went from 15% to 23.8%. Again, in months leading before the change, capital gains realizations and sales jumped by 40%. Now, you would think that with the increased sales of stocks before this tax increase, the market would go down. However, that's not always the case. Economists say that while stock sales could surge right before an increase, the stock market as a whole wouldn't necessarily fall just because of the tax increase. The stock market continued to rise in 1986, for example, even as investors realized capital gains before the tax hike. In other words, the market is a huge conglomeration of many forces and factors. And so just because some people are selling to avoid a tax increase, it doesn't necessarily equate that the market as a whole would go down, as long as there are sufficient buyers to outweigh the selling from some others. All right, next, I want to take a look at a clip by Kevin Leary, who shares his thoughts on what happens if the Democrats sweep the election.
The question, let's make the assumption, as you said, that Biden wins, and even if it's a Democratic sweep, fine. He'll inherit an economy somewhere between 8 and 9% unemployment. His number one mandate will be to get those people back to work. So let's take the idea of raising taxes dramatically to corporations. Highly unlikely. You're going to spend a trillion to 2 trillion from the top. You're pouring that on the economy. It makes no sense to tax it away as soon as you deliver it. So there'll be a delay on tax increases, I would assume, for probably 24 months until he got unemployment below at least 5%. Given his age, the chance of a second mandate is very, very low. So I'm going to make the assumption he'll be tied up. His hands are tied in making any dramatic policies. Let me give you an example, the Great Green Deal. That would displace about 250,000 to 500,000 people working in the energy space right now. Highly unlikely when you're at 8.5% unemployment. So I'm going to make the assumption that even if the reason the market's ignoring this election, more or less, is Biden's going to be pretty benign. He won't be able to get much done, if anything, towards these dramatic changes in policy. And that'll be left for the election after he's finished his first and only mandate. And I'm not trying to be critical at all. Age is a factor, obviously.
So Kevin O'Leary actually thinks that Biden is not going to be able to increase taxes as much as maybe he proposes because unemployment is still very high. And because unemployment is very high, that's kind of his first task at hand. He needs to reduce unemployment, and by increasing taxes, that could exacerbate the problem. So that's why Kevin O'Leary thinks that Biden's hands are somewhat tied, that he won't be able to raise taxes as much as maybe he proposes. And overall, I think the market at hand is actually viewing a Trump presidency and a Biden presidency as quite similar. With the Trump administration, you'll get lower taxes and less regulation, and probably less government spending than Biden. And with Biden, you'll get more government spending than Trump, and there's possibility that government spending actually stimulates the economy to grow further. And that's why with a few weeks left before the election, you don't have a lot of investors freaking out. Whether it's a Trump presidency or a Biden presidency, most investors don't think it's going to impact the growth prospects of many companies. And I'll close this video with one final thought, and that is the increasingly important role of the Fed. Now, the Federal Reserve is playing an increasingly important role in the economy and the markets. Typically, the Federal Reserve controls the money supply, but also influences interest rates greatly. However, now the Federal Reserve in the past decade has been buying up assets, and this year they've increased their buying because of the pandemic. Further, when you examine the comments of the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, it's quite evident that interest rates will likely remain quite low for quite some time. And with interest rates being so low, it's very difficult to find a good return on your money outside of equities. And I think the combination of all these factors combined gives big money investors a lot of confidence about the long-term future of the stock market. You have a very low interest rate environment where it makes equities that much more appealing. And then you have the Federal Reserve committed to quantitative easing and buying up assets, propping up the market. And these are some of the reasons why we're hitting all-time highs in the stock market year over year. All right, I want to hear from you guys. What do you think? What are the chances of the Democrats sweeping the White House, House, and Senate? And what happens in the scenario if the Democrats sweep? All right, if this video has been helpful, please like it and consider subscribing to my channel. We're looking at investment topics in the world through different angles, trying to probe and get beneath the surface of things. I'm on Twitter at HeyDave7, and we'll see you in my next video. Thanks.